ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let me finish up on that Ravens story that I mentioned for you at the top or at the end of last hour. I told you about their defense being on the field for way too long. And when you have injuries and you have a lack of talent and so on and so forth, it catches up to you in this league really quickly. And defensive coordinators are not as dumb and as ignorant and as blind and as out of touch with reality as you think they are, okay? But those of you that have been with me for a long time, those of you that know me for a long time, know that I became known for, somehow, someway, because of Dan Steinberg and the DC Sports Blog, criticizing the Commanders, then the Redskins, Jay Gruden, when he was the head coach, for having a ping pong table and a shuffleboard thing in the locker room, and for the amount of guys that were playing it instead of, I don't know, getting better at their jobs. And it kind of was a bit, and it just blew up everywhere. And in the last 7 or 8 years, I have seen countless stories, countless teams either putting that stuff in or taking it out. And inevitably, people see it, and they tag me on it, and they get it to me, and this is what happens. I think my buddy the Birdman texted me, or somebody did. I can't remember. And apparently, the Baltimore Ravens coaching staff have removed what they call, according to the Baltimore Sun, several distractions from the locker room, including the ping pong table, cornhole boards, a basketball hoop, and video game consoles. To which I say, it's time to work. When you're at work, it's time to work. Sure, we like to have a little fun every now and then here. We're in a different business than the NFL. We don't have unions. We don't have controls like the NFL does. It's time to work.
Yeah, I think that that is just like a great highlighter of when you're winning. Sometimes winning, it can be like, I don't know the correct way to say this, but it can kind of gloss over mistakes and things that can be improved upon because there's this facade of we're winning. So it doesn't really highlight like, oh, this cornerback can do better in his coverage. We're not getting much pressure on the D line. This often, whatever it is, in this case, it's distractions in the locker room. It kind of blows back in your face once the losing comes, and now you're seeing, okay, maybe we didn't do the best of putting together talent. Maybe we didn't do, but I think the thing that's important to kind of recognize is it always comes back to blow up in your face. And I think this is like a great example of that, of the Ravens have been winning. They have been doing well. They've never got over the hump. But now it's like they're losing, and now these things are becoming distractions. Why weren't they distractions all these years that you were winning?
The easy answer to that is they were, but like you said, winning deodorizes a lot of things, or covers up a lot of things.
Exactly.
And that's... That is true, right? Winning good ratings, making money, whatever. I mean, the NFL is the stupidest league in the world, and nobody wants to say anything because they make $20 billion a year, and it's the most popular sport on earth. The dumbest box of rocks league in the world in every way, and they continue to be, and nobody says a word except for me. The Ravens had all this stuff apparently in their locker room, and now it's gone. Because Harbaugh's desperate to try and wake something up, shake something up, instead of firing a coach and doing what some fans wanted him to do, if not a lot of fans, he said, I'll show you. I'm going to take away the fun. Time to work. Time to pay attention. Time to focus. Time to do the little things. It'll probably backfire, and Harbaugh will get fired at the end of the year, if not before. But for now, I admire him.
Is he still a good coach to you, in your opinion?
Sure he is.
Like, if, let's say in some alternate universe, you know, Dan Quinn gets fired and John's there, available to pull the trigger. Would that be, how high on your list would that be for you as a Commanders fan for you guys to go and get John Harbaugh?
Because I appreciate what John Harbaugh is about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love everything about him. I mean, he's mismanaged a couple of game situations over the years.
Yeah.
You know, conservative on offense. But because I appreciate everything that he's about, that he values three phases of football.
Yeah.
Special teams, because he was the special teams coordinator in Philadelphia when he got the Ravens job so many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because he values that, I would say yes. And because of his experience and track record, and maybe it's just a fresh start, right, mm-hmm. needed. Maybe his message is worn thin, and maybe that's why he's doing this, because he's like, you guys, screw you guys, I'm giving him. No, screw you guys. You're not paying attention to me. I'm going to take away your toys.
Yeah.
You know? And maybe if he came here, he might bring it back. Now, I was in the Commanders' new locker room. I mean, it's their old locker room, but it was completely remodeled over the offseason. They don't have a ping pong table anymore. They don't have room. They have some couches and some nice little chairs and whatever. They don't have any of that stuff. I don't know if it's somewhere else in the building, but they don't have that in the locker room anymore. And to me, it was such an innocuous little big thing that blew up because Dan Steinberger, the then of the DC Sports Blog, then of the Post, was such a popular national column. It blew up. And now everybody for years and years and years has come to me and been like, see, teams are putting it back in. Oh, you know, teams have it. They won a championship. Teams don't have it. Teams took it out. They won a championship. Teams took it out. They lost, you know, 4 out of 10 games or whatever it was. Whatever the scenario is, it has become like this cottage industry for people to send me all these stories and tweets about what NFL teams specifically, but occasionally other teams, are doing. And I look at it this way. Like, there is plenty of time for football players specifically, but if you want to argue baseball players, basketball players, hockey players, to fraternize and to get together and to have some fun and to do whatever they want to do, video games, cards, whatever it might be. You know, I did see it. A couple of Commanders players playing cards, because that's about all they have room to do in the new locker room, right? Fine. But I do believe there's plenty of time to do that. You don't need to have it in the locker room, or you don't need to have a recreation room or a game room in the building. You're there 8 hours a day, 9 hours a day, tops. Work, just like every other American. Work. You got 5 months a year off. Work.
See, I think the only thing that that kind of rings an alarm in my head for specifically with the Baltimore Ravens scenario is you're taking it out now. And it's like, it feels a bit hypocritical because it's been there.
It probably is, AMAC.
Because it's been there. So like, why now is this a problem?
Well, because he might, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He might be thinking that they've tuned me out and I need to do something to wake them their asses up, because if this continues, I am absolutely getting fired, and I might not even make it to the end of the year. So maybe he's desperate. Maybe. I mean, to your point, it's weird, right? But like when Ron Rivera came in 2020, he immediately removed the ping pong table. And then it was back a couple of years later. Right? He immediately removed it. And I know I'm an old man, and people think I don't want people to have fun. We've got like a foosball table and one of those hockey type games in like a kind of a half studio, half den, whatever you want to call it, that I pass every day. You pass it every day. Nobody has touched it. Nobody. Nobody plays it. We're all busy doing work around here. We're all busy trying to bring you the best radio we can. Some of you might dispute that, but we're all trying.
But I think it goes back. I think that's the part that I'm trying to highlight. It's like, it's the culture. No one touches it because, like you said, we don't have time. Like, if we're in here, we're either doing post-production work, pre-production work, or working on the show.
Well, you are. I'm not.
Yeah. I mean,
I am, but I'm not.
But you're doing stuff related to the show. If you're sitting here after the show, you're either talking to guys about sports or something else silly.
Or what did you do on the show today so I can get an idea?
There's always something that revolves around the show, when we're in the building. And not to say that it probably will never get used, but the times that it does get used, it will pale in comparison to the time that it does. And it's because it's not anybody thinking like, oh, we shouldn't do that. I think it's more so just our focus when we walk into the building.
That's probably,
and maybe that's the case. It's not the ping pong it's not the actual thing that is the distraction. It's more so what's going on in the locker room where they're walking in the building and it's maybe not focused on football. And I think that's the thing that's making me ring an alarm. It's like, okay, it's not that pool table that's a distraction. Like, it's not like you're going to take that away and people are going to magically change their minds about something. There is a lack of focus.
But they feel like that's causing the lack of focus.
I don't think anyone I don't think us, if again, working back that scenario, if we're coming in to work, we're not going to look at that foosball table and be like, screw work, let's go play foosball.
I don't know about that.
I think
the idea was to have like, when we have guests that come in, when we have, when we get done at 4 o'clock, maybe instead of sitting in traffic or whatever, or when we get done at 4:45, 5 o'clock, or whatever time it is, blow off some steam, play a little foosball.
Yeah, but I agree with you 100% on that point, but I'm saying it just never happens. That stuff never happens.
Well, right, and I don't know what the difference culturally is and with dynamics. I can tell you it happened all the time in the Redskins, Washington football team, Commanders locker room.
And that's my point.
All the time.
And that's my point. It's like, again, it maybe it's not apples to apples here, but I don't think that if you're coming in focused on football, I don't think a foosball table is going to take you off of that. Like, if I'm coming into work in order to do my show, when I sit down at the desk, I'm worried about, okay, what audio, what this.
Right.
During the show, I have a show.
But if you're playing foosball, just for argument's sake, or ping pong, in a locker room or in an office, you're not concentrating on work, right?
Yeah. And
you're not focusing on work. And people sometimes struggle with the delineation, right? A lot of people play video games. Well, if you're up playing video games until 3 or 4 in the morning, you're not likely like booking guests or sending emails or reading sports.
But see, that's different because it's outside of the building, right?
I know.
And I think we're in agreement here.
I was using that more as a corollary example, but you're right. I mean, that is out of the building.
No one here works at that. Like, no one goes in that room. To your point.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a mindset of we can't go in there.
Yeah.
We can easily go and do it.
I think our management put it in there to give us an opportunity to have some fun, blow off some steam.
And my point is, it's like, it's almost a cultural thing within the office is when we come in here, we're doing our work and we're
but
leaving.
Why wasn't it in the NFL?
Why isn't it?
And I say across the board in the NFL, I can't say that. But people feel that, obviously, mm-hmm. because otherwise, why would you remove that stuff?
And that's the thing that's making me have questions is because it's there. That's not a problem. That's not an issue. But now you're removing it because you're losing specifically.
Right. But I wonder if it's because I assume Harbaugh is the one that made the decision. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was the GM. I don't know. What if he noticed that guys weren't paying attention
mm-hmm.
in meetings and he thought, you know what? I got to start cracking the whip a little bit. I mm-hmm. got to be a hard ass. I got to take away the life of luxury that they have.
Yeah.
So the way I can do that is that I can't take away their paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I could bench them, I guess, but I don't have enough healthy bodies to begin with.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I can do to wake them up, right? To snap them into reality.
And then I think that goes back to which I say we're in agreement. It's a culture problem. Because if CK has to say, I'm going to take away the foosball table, like it's not like him taking away that foosball table is going to make us snap back to our work. You know,
yeah.
We're going to eventually find distractions elsewhere. We're distracted.
I wonder if they put the foosball table like right in front of the studios, if it would be a bigger thing.
I will say there is a little putt-putt thing
in
the 106.7 studios. I do that all the time.
I mean, I do it after the show. I don't do it during the show.
Yeah.
But like, you know, others that shall go nameless do it all the time during the shows.
Yeah. So I guess that's that's the thing. It's like if you have to take it away, the foosball table is not the issue here. The issue is a cultural thing. If there is an issue at all, there also could be like the devil's advocate of, let me just do this thing to make it look like we're trying to change something, but there's not necessarily something wrong culturally, but I have to make it look like we're making changes because people are asking for coordinators to get fired. There could be that too. But if you think there's a issue of distraction to where you have to take a foosball table away, then I think the issue isn't the foosball table.
I would say you're probably right on target there. I would say that. Yeah, no doubt. I put the story up on Twitter. It's via the Baltimore Sun, so you know it's legit. If you want to chime in on that, go right ahead. Let's go to David in Waldorf, who's been hanging on for a long time. David, sorry about that. We've kind of gotten sidetracked a little bit, but I appreciate you hanging in.
No problem. I enjoyed what you all were talking about. But thanks. I want to get back to your original question about the defense. I have four little items, two kind of positive and two kind of negative. So I want to go back and look at this, the coaching. The selection of the coaches is by the GM, and I would imagine the head coach might have some input. So I'm trying to dissect this whole thing all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
So first, you get a Joe Witt. Maybe you had someone else out there. Maybe you couldn't get him, maybe what it was. But you get the Joe Witt, you get the Ken Norton Jr., you get those guys in here. No problem. They come up with this plan. Here it is. In training camp, they're the ones who make the cuts. They're the ones that's telling Dan Quinn, hey, I don't know about this guy. If he has enough speed, if he has enough coverage experience, if he's a hitter, you know, those sorts of things. They come down to the 53-man roster. And so when you come to that point, now you got to shift it from the coaches who say, these are the guys that's going to fit our defensive scheme. You know, from game to game, they might have to change. Well, you're going to have to change it from game to game, depending on who you play. But these are the guys that we have the most confidence in. So now, here comes the negative. I put it back to the players. Why? This is why I put it back to the players. It's who you selected. I'm sorry, but a Preston Smith coming back to Washington, after spending all that time in Green Bay is not going to be your best guy to step in for Armstrong. You understand what I'm saying? I'm sorry. Bobby is a great ball player, but I think he's lost not only a step, two or three steps. I saw that. I saw that in Atlanta game. I mean, the guy was five steps past him, and he's just beginning to try to catch up, which he would have never done. And I could go on and on with these guys who were kind of past their prime. We don't. And then on the other side of that, you got young guys who are either 1 or 2 years into this, like Mikey.
Right.
Mikey was phenomenal as a rookie. I'll give it to him. So he should have learned. So why is he digressing? And so the final thing I guess I would have to say is the direction of where now do you go? Is it in the defensive calling of Joe Witt and like you said, Dan Quinn hears every call. You can change them. Or is it the players who have either less skill sets or cannot grasp the defensive game plan for that day? And I would always start with the game plan, because if you know this guy is not going to be able to in Chicago, Swift got more yards than he's probably ever going to get this year. Why was that? Was it because of the players weren't up to it, or was it because of the defensive scheme wasn't
there?
Well,
I mean, there's two reasons that I could think of, but, you know, I've already talked about them. You know, I think the defense was out on the field way too long the previous 2 weeks leading into that fourth quarter, number one.
That's my question, though. Yeah. Why were they out there too long? That's where I'm trying to get you to see. They were out there too long because you don't have the right people out there or the right scheme out there.
You don't have to you don't have enough good players, enough difference-making players. That's, I think, the thing. I think they have nice players. I don't think they have great players. And nobody's going to have 11 great players, but they don't have any great players. They really don't. They have a bunch of try-hard guys, a bunch of good players. They don't have any great players.
I don't say that they don't have great players, because this league is kind of, you know, they're parallel at positions a lot of time, but not unless you're like somebody up there in Pittsburgh or you know, Watt or the guy in Detroit. You know, those guys are, you know, you can tell the guys are above the other guys, but for the most point, all of them going to be able to bench press 350, 360, 370. And they have demonstrated that, hey, yeah, I can run the 40 and I can do this. So they're kind of there, but I don't think that we, like you said, we don't have that particular guy, but I don't think that they're so far out because of last year.
Oh, I agree with that. But there's kind of a razor-ish thin margin. I appreciate the phone call, David. It's a good one. I wish I had more time. There's a razor-ish thin margin, right? There isn't a whole lot of difference between Aiden Hutchinson and Daron Payne, even though they play different positions, when Daron Payne is being a monster and Aiden Hutchinson is being Aiden Hutchinson. The problem is what do you get the other 70% of the time? You know, if somebody can be dominant 25, 30% of the time, what are they the rest of the time? And if somebody can be dominant 60 or 70% of the time and they're just very good the other 30% of the time, well, that's the difference. All right, we got to take a timeout. Come on back with you on the Team 980, the Odyssey app. If you missed Mike Jones earlier in the show from The Athletic, he wrote a column about how Jaden Daniels is not the next RG3. So make sure you go back and check that on the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app. AMAX got every segment, every hour, every day carved up for you, labeled. Easy to digest, easy to listen to. Make sure you go back and check it out on the Team 980.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, Who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good to have you with us right here on the Team 9, Andy. When we return on the other side of one final phone call, at least for now, I did want to examine this.
Bless you.
Sorry, had to sneeze right at the wrong time. I definitely feel like something's coming on, allergies, something. Well, I definitely want to examine. What in the world happened to the Giants in the fourth quarter the other day? Remember when you thought they won because you didn't see the fourth quarter, right? You thought you had it in the bag?
I was watching that game the whole time. Yeah.
Because you're a real fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to get into some of that.
I'm like you.
Quite honestly, like I can only handle so much Commanders. I got to talk about something else. And as well, man. Game 7 last night of the ALCS, and Jets owner Woody Johnson, making some crazy-ass decisions, some crazy-ass statements, I guess. We will see. All right, I wanted to do this. Why don't we grab Lap quick? He's been holding on forever and a day, and then we'll do the final trending alert. What's up, Lappy? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Bruce?
How are you?
Taking my call, man. Hey, I was commenting on the defense. I think is all of the above. I agree with Paulie. You know, it's the defense, man, is just bad. Talent, depth, coaching, all of the above. And if we gonna have a chance, we're gonna have to probably get a healthy booster and probably lean on the offense. And I'm hoping that we can get some of those receivers back soon. I see Titans just cut Lockett, man. I think we need to try to go get him if possible, man. He a free agent, man. And
Riggo's rag, I think it was, brought that up overnight that I saw, and I responded to it. So I'm with you on that. I was kind of thinking, you know what, you sign him, you get Terry back, you're not getting Noah back anytime soon. We'll see about Debo maybe with the extra day and 2 weeks in between games. But you get Lockett back. Remember, he's going to be motivated to go against his former team, the Seahawks, who let him go after 10 years. Yep. And that game is not this Sunday night, but next Sunday night.
Yep. And I do.
Right here, right now. All right, Commanders players off today. They'll have a recovery day on Wednesday. So no official practice until Thursday. That'll be our first indication of whether Jaden Daniels will be able to play against the Chiefs in Kansas City on Monday night. We will see. Of course, they said the MRI revealed no significant damage, so that is a positive. But there was no way for Dan Quinn to know whether or not Jaden Daniels would be available to play yesterday when we last heard from him. You know who's available to play? Carson Wentz, Vikings quarterback, former Washington football team quarterback. He was absolutely brutal for a large stretch against the Eagles on Sunday. He is once again getting the start for the Minnesota Vikings on Thursday Night Football against the Los Angeles Chargers, who themselves are coming off a really bad loss at home to the Indianapolis Colts. Meanwhile, oh, and Kevin O'Connell, by the way, did say if this was a Sunday game that J.J. McCarthy might have a chance to go. But because it's a Thursday night game, of course, he doesn't. The Vikings also designating Aaron Jones, their veteran running back, to return from injured reserve. The Capitals are home tonight for the Seattle Kraken. Final game of a four-game homestand. They lost Sunday to Vancouver. Looks like they'll have no Pierre-Luc Dubois again, and we will see how that shakes out. 6:45, the puck drop. 7 o'clock. I should say 6:45, the pregame. 7 o'clock or so, the puck drop from Capital One Arena on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app, and that's what's trending.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. The NBA season begins tonight, huh? You got Kevin Durant with his new team in Houston. You've got the Lakers in Golden State.
I believe it's.
Yeah, Lakers in Golden State, right?
Yep.
Say that right? Okay. And the Wizards begin tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Against Giannis, maybe his last season in Milwaukee. Maybe he won't even last the whole season. And the Bucks. So there you have that. ESPN constantly. ESPN's website. I don't know if you had the same problem, AMAC. Since they changed around their app, The website itself doesn't load.
Mm.
It's constantly freezing up and shutting down, just like it just did now. And the app is terrible. I have so many problems.
Yeah.
I mean, occasionally I can get it. But even like the NFL app, I was having all sorts of problems with on Sunday. Mm. It's just these apps, like when you have so many people watching on them, I think the infrastructure, it kind of can't keep up. At least that's my sense. I could be wrong. But I don't know what else it would be. Yeah, it's Houston and Kevin Durant, his new team, against his former team, former team, because Kevin Durant changes teams like he changes his underwear. Maybe he'll be part of a team that actually shows up for the postseason. maybe. Against Oklahoma City, 7:30 tonight, and Golden State and the Lakers. And I guess both of those games are on NBC, NBC? And Peacock? I guess. Like on Network NBC, right? Because they don't have a sports channel anymore. So I guess it would be just a, like regular NBC as the NBA comes back to NBC. I know I saw Mike Tirico on the Today Show this morning when I turned on the television. All right. So everybody knows how out I have always been, or should know how out I've always been on Justin Fields. I do not think he's good at all. And I didn't think he was – I thought he was overrated coming out of Ohio State. I said it then. People like Brendan Dar, who used to work here, who works in radio land over for Sirius XM, he, whatever he does there, I don't know. He tries to make himself relevant by yelling at me about statistics and analytics. And he said, well, Justin Fields has always stunk as a passing quarterback, period. He's never been consistent. Never been consistent. The Jets are 0-7. He got benched the other day. He got hurt. They're not good. We know that. We know that. They're not going anywhere with Justin Fields. I assume this will be Justin Fields' last opportunity as a starting quarterback. But I can't say for sure because the NFL is a weird spot. So Woody Johnson, I guess they're having owners meetings or whatever that everybody's tweeting about in New Jersey. Woody Johnson was asked about his reaction by NFL reporters to his team's awful start. And here's what he said.
What's your confidence level in Aaron to turn it around?
Well, it looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with, you know, with a rating that that we've got, you know. It's, I mean, he has the ability, but something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results if you go across the league. You have to play consistently with, you know, at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do for the remainder of the season.
So what gives you hope, then? You said you have hope.
I just think defense, special teams are doing better. The defense is pretty good. And if we can just complete a pass, it would look good. You know, we got to complete some passes. You got to convince them that you can do something. Otherwise, it's hard to have a game that you can win.
What do you say to the fans who have lost hope? I mean, I know it's early.
All right. It doesn't matter. We're not doing the whole interview with Woody Johnson, right? Woody Johnson's first answer wasn't all that bad. You know, he's saying the quarterback's struggling, you know, whatever. We're trying to fix it, whatever. You know, you need consistency. I mean, he probably shouldn't be wading into those waters, but it wasn't that bad. The second answer, really, really bad. Really, really bad. I mean, let me say that about Justin Fields. That's my job. Your job, not to say that about Justin Fields, your starting quarterback. So when he said, if we could just complete a pass, though that phrase, right, out of that whole gobbledygook answer, right, is that what bothered you the most, Amac?
I mean, they asked him about Aaron, like the question was about Aaron.
And then he immediately dove into the quarterback. But he's basically saying, this ain't Aaron Glenn's fault. He's saying the defense and the special teams playing pretty good. This is not Aaron. We need a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Coming from a franchise where we had Daniel Jones in the bad years. Like Daniel Jones looks a different way now. We had I've never saw it. And it made me furious as a fan because it's like the problem is our quarterback. I've never saw anyone from ownership to GM to head coach say out loud over a microphone, the problem is the quarterback. And
you mean when Daniel Jones was in New York?
Yeah, when Daniel Jones was in New York. And there are countless other like franchises who just don't do that. I think it's a bit, not to sound too pretentious, but like it's a little faux pas. Like coaches and organizations just don't do that for their quarterbacks.
Well, you know the reason why they don't do that is because it makes their quarterback look really bad.
Yes.
And as a quarterback, just like as a head coach, you have to have like some belief in the building, some belief in the locker room, some belief in the huddle, some belief in the people that you are leading, that you are in not in charge of, but that you are essentially the ringleader of. If they don't respect you, if they don't believe in you, if they don't like you, if they don't think you're any good, it's really hard to say, guys, come on, we need to do whatever. Now, Woody Johnson is not wrong that Justin Fields stinks as a thrower. He does. He's awful, and he always has been. There's been moments, like that Thursday night game at FedEx Field a couple of years ago, where he completed like every pass. There have been moments. Justin Fields has got a strong arm. He seems like a good guy, good leader, great guy in the locker room, all that. But he can't play at this level as a thrower. He's very mobile, smart. He's not good at quarterback throwing. And that's okay. Some guys aren't, okay? And that's the reality. But again, I can say that. I should be saying that, not Woody Johnson. That's the difference, right? Now, people will listen to Woody Johnson because he's Woody Johnson, the team owner. They won't listen to me because they just think I'm a blowhard. But A, I was right about Justin Fields all along. B, I'm the one that should be saying that. Brandon Tierney, WFAN in New York, is the one that should be saying that. Not Woody Johnson, not Aaron Glenn, not anybody. Say, you know, you can admit, hey, man, you know, we've got to improve as a team. It's on all of us. Even if you think the number one reason problem is the quarterback, you don't say that. Right?
Yeah, not over a microphone in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Especially, it's just so appalling because like the question was around Aaron Glenn. Like, what's your faith in Aaron Glenn? And he's like, well, this quarterback here. Yeah. Like,
well, but what he's saying is it's not Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in to like you just said, he's not wrong, but at the same time, it's you're probably ripping your quarterback from confidence.
Yeah.
From his confidence. And then the rest of the locker room is looking at leadership and like, okay, if I play bad, then they're just gonna throw me under the bus here.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, just weird on top of weird on top of weird on top of weird. The Jets are 0-7. One last thing. Did the Giants win the other day?
I don't like you.
Was the game shrink to three quarters?
I don't like you.
Did the Broncos go home with a whimper with their tail between their legs?
I don't like you.
Hmm. I guess we'll have to examine that more tomorrow.
Well,
you think that's just going away?
Well, you can examine it while I'm not here.
Oh, that's right. Today is your last day for a week and a half.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Feel free to examine all next week, you know.
I forgot. Where are you going to Aruba?
Aruba, no, Brazil.
Brazil. Rio de Janeiro?
Yes.
For a week or a week and a half?
So doing like 4 days. My girlfriend planned all of this, so I'm still unsure. Like, don't even ask me where I'm staying. But we're doing like 4 days in Rio and then like 3 or 4 days in Salvador.
El Salvador?
No, Salvador.
Oh, Salvador.
It's a city in
Brazil.
Yeah.
So just you and her for like 8 days,
mm-hmm.
plus the travel and all that. Or is the travel part of the 8 days, I guess?
Yeah, the travel is going to be part of the week and a half I miss.
You're leaving us in the dust, huh? Did the Giants play just three quarters the other day or four quarters?
Yeah, well, in a way we did just play three quarters. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
I say three and three quarters of a game.
I just wanted to check. I mean, I know you're a big radio star on JP and B. Mitch's show, you know, yelling at Jeff, not too funny.
Yeah, if you want to call bringing in AMAC to make fun of Giants. Yes.
I mean,
I guess I'm a radio star in JP and Finley.
I don't think you're a radio star. I think you are. All right. Well, have a great vacation. I'm going to miss you. I say that with all sincerity.
Same here, Rooster.
You know, I appreciate you buying me lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate everything you do for the show. The show is not going to be the same without you.
I'm glad that you were able to enjoy the lunch. And, yeah, I'm going to miss talking ball, too,
with you. Well, we'll have plenty to catch up on when you return. I'm sure both the Giants and the Commanders are going to continue to swirl around in the toilet bowl. What do you think? Probably.
Yeah.
Coming up next, dum-dum of the day. We'll leave you, hopefully, with a laugh before we exit stage left. Ah, yes, indeed. Before AMAC goes on a long, and I mean long, vacation. Just leaving us to pick up the pieces. What are we going to do without him? I don't know. It's a simple answer. We will find out together starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow. But we do have one last parting gift for you. Dum Dum of the Day takes you to my high school! My high school! In Mastic Beach, Long Island, New York. My high school. William Floyd High School. This is the second time William Floyd High School has been featured in Dum Dum of the Day over the last 4 years. I just want you to know. A Long Island teenager, an 18-year-old named Jasheem Jones of Mastic Beach, which is where the high school is, peddled, he peddled cannabis gummies to a local middle school student, who then gave them to his buddies, and that made kids sick enough to be hospitalized, according to police. So Jaheim Jones sold the candies or the gummies to the younger middle school student, and he shared them with his friends, and again, multiple kids wound up in the hospital, according to Suffolk County Police. The kids were 13 and 14. There were about a dozen students total. They were sickened by the THC-laced gummies at the school, which, again, is part of the William Floyd School District, my school district that I grew up in, right? So he was charged, the 18-year-old, he was charged with endangering the welfare of a child for allegedly handing out the weed gummies. Went and did an investigation at his house, again, endangering the welfare of a child, but released on a desk appearance ticket and due to return in court at a future date. So he's not thrown in jail. He's not thrown in jail. His hands weren't chopped off. Nope. Just here. Here's a ticket. You can go on with your life. We'll see you back here in court. Ah! And then we want to know why this stuff keeps happening. Don't give any cannabis gummies to middle schoolers, especially in my school district. That makes me look dumb. And I'm not dumb. That makes my town, my home, look dumb. And we're not dumb. Yeah. God, seeing my high school, my middle school, my hometown in the New York Post and doing it on Dum Dum of the Day makes you feel weird. All right, AMAC, have a good trip. All things, joking aside, have a great trip. You've deserved it. You work hard. Enjoy. Hope you and the lovely missus have a great time. Don't do anything crazy and get back in one piece. We will see you when you get back. I think Metal Chris is here tomorrow. I think we'll see you back here tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Linnell Willingham, Burgundy and Gold Today is next. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.